USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker in the Georgia runoff election Tuesday, ensuring Democrats an outright majority in the Senate for the rest of President Joe Biden's current term. With Warnock's second runoff victory in as many years, Democrats will have a 51-49 Senate majority, gaining a seat from the current 50-50 split with John Fetterman's victory in Pennsylvania. There will be divided government, however, with Republicans having narrowly flipped House control. Senator Warnock thanking supporters Tuesday night for participating in another hard-fought campaign.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is taking a victory lap Wednesday after Georgia incumbent Raphael Warnock won the runoff election, and the Democrats gained their 51-seat majority in the Senate. Schumer told reporters on Capitol Hill that the election victory will allow senators to keep subpoena power, move judicial nominees more quickly through committees, and allow simple majority votes to be taken without tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris.
I want to congratulate Raphael Warnock. I spoke to him this morning again on running, and he'll be up here later today, on running just a great race. Strong, inspiring, unifying.
Republicans will hold the majority in the House next term and say they plan to hold hearings on Hunter Biden and the origins of COVID-19. Elon Musk is on the hot seat yet again.
The Biden administration has launched a federal investigation into Elon Musk's Neuralink over allegations that the organization violated animal welfare laws. The investigation was launched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ahead of President Biden's scheduled appearance Wednesday at a national gun violence vigil in Washington, D.C., doctors, lawmakers, and activists appeared outside Congress to discuss the impact of gun violence nationwide, including Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, whose own constituents in Highland Park suffered a mass shooting this year during a local 4th of July parade that killed 7 people and injured almost 50 others. Durbin noting that while tragic, the community of Highland Park are far from the only ones who have suffered such an incident this year.
The 4th of July parade in Highland Park marked the 309th mass shooting in America in 2022. 309 in our country by 4th of July. You know what it is today? 620.
Sylvester Stallone's new Paramount Plus mob drama Tulsa King was recently renewed for a second season. He explains how he bonded with Taylor Sheridan, the actor turned hitmaker behind Yellowstone and Mayor of Kingstown. Turns out they had a similar Hollywood path.
Actually, I identified with him because I had a hard time making it as an actor, and that's why I decided to, you know, diverge into writing. And it seemed to be, obviously, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't become a writer. And Taylor wasn't satisfied with his acting career, actually opened up the door to a whole new world that probably never would have been presented to him. So we had a lot in common.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.